All right, Lamentations 3, 1 through 26. I am the man who has seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. He has led me and made me walk in darkness and not in light. Surely he has turned his hand against me time and time again throughout the day. He has aged my flesh and my skin and broken my bones. He has besieged me and surrounded me with bitterness and woe. He has set me in dark places like the dead of long ago. He has hedged me in so that I cannot get out, and has made my chain heavy. Even when I cry and shout, he shuts out my prayer. He has blocked my ways with hewn stone, and has made my paths crooked. He has been to me a bear lying in wait like a lion in ambush. He has turned aside my ways and torn me in pieces. He has made me desolate. He has bent his bow and set me as a target for his arrow. He has caused the arrows of his quiver to pierce my loins. I have become the ridicule of my people, their taunting song all the day. He has filled me with bitterness and has made me drink wormwood. He has also broken my teeth with gravel and covered me with ashes. He has moved my soul far from peace and has forgotten prosperity. And I said, my strength and my hope have perished from the Lord. Remember my afflictions and roaming, the wormwood and the gall. My soul still remembers and sinks within me. This I recall in my mind, therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, but his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord.